Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now, how do we do these kind of slokas? This is a special kind of Sanskrit. We don't have. Yeah, well, we'd have to repeat. We can do the word for word, maybe. But anyway, okay. This is Canto 5, Chapter 9, Text 4. The Brahmin's father's mind was always filled with affection for his son. Judd Bharat Maharaj, therefore, was always attached to. Therefore, he was always attached. The father was always attached to Judd Bharat. Because Judd Bharat was unfit to enter the Grihastha ashram, he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the Brahmachari ashram. Although Judd Bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instruction, the Brahmin nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to work, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Can you repeat that one? The Brahmin's father's mind was always filled with affection for his son. Judd Bharat. Bharat Maharaj. Therefore, he was always attached to Judd Bharat. Because Judd Bharat was unfit to enter the Grihastha ashram, he simply executed the purificatory process up to the end of the Brahmacharya ashram. Although Judd Bharat was unwilling to accept his father's instructions, the Brahmana nonetheless instructed him in how to keep clean and how to wash, thinking that the son should be taught by the father. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Judd Bharat was Bharat Maharaj in the body of a Brahmana, and he outwardly conducted himself as if he were dull, deaf, dumb, and blind. Actually, he was quite alert within. He knew perfectly well of the results of fruitive activity and the results of devotional service. In the body of a Brahmana, Maharaj Bharat was completely absorbed in devotional service within. Therefore, it was not at all necessary for him to execute the regulated principles of fruitive activity. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Swanusti Tasya Dharma Sya Samsidir Hari Toshanam, 1st Canto, Chapter 2, Text Number 13. One has to satisfy Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the perfection of the regulated principles of fruitive activity. Besides this, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Sanustitak Pungsan Vishwaksena Katasya Not Padayad Yadiritim Shrama Eva Hikavalam. Duties, dharma, executed by men, regardless of occupation, are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the Supreme Lord. 1st Canto, Chapter 2, Text Number 8. These karmakanda activities are required as long as one has not developed Krishna consciousness. If one is developed in Krishna consciousness, there is no need to execute the prior regulated principles of karmakanda. Srila Madhavendra Puri said, O regulated principles of karmakanda, please excuse me. I cannot follow all these regulated principles, for I am fully engaged in devotional service. He expressed a desire to sit somewhere beneath a tree and continue chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Consequently, he did not execute all the regulative principles. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was born in a Mohammedan family. From the very beginning of his life, he was never trained in the Karmakanda system. But because he was always chanting the holy name of Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him as Namacharya, the authority in chanting the holy name. As Judd Bharat, Maharaj Bharat, was always engaged in devotional service within his mind. Since he had executed the regulative principles continuously for three lives, he was not interested in continuing to execute them, although the Brahmin father wanted him to do it. Om Gana Timirandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chaksura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Tam Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Pachitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. It's interesting. It mentions this regulative principles, and it's clarified the first time that it's the Karmakanda regulative principles of fruitive activity. I remember when, in the Nectar Devotion, it says that the residents of Vrindavan, they didn't have to follow regulative principles. In Hawaii, one time, one devotee asked, well, then it's okay to smoke marijuana and do everything, isn't it? I'm advanced now, so I don't have to follow the regulative principles anymore. That's not the regulative principles it's talking about. It's about the karmakanda, dharma, duties in the material world, in family life or whatever. That if someone is always engaged in chanting the holy name and always absorbed in Krishna's service, and those things are not important, they're already above it all. Otherwise, if one perfectly performs all the karmakanda activities, but he's not doing devotional service or he's not developing love of Godhead, then it's notpadayad yare ritim. Shrama eva hi kevalam. It is simply, certainly, only a waste of time. This is a message of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam's message is quite strong. Some people, they don't like it. They prefer the Karmakanda sections of the Vedas, which is telling to enjoy, how to enjoy the material world, that you should enjoy the material world. And that's called Kaitava Dharma, which is rejected right off in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vyasadeva, who composed all these Vedas and Puranas and Itihasas and so many things, he was not satisfied. So what to speak of someone that's just trying to follow him and certainly can't follow everything? They won't be satisfied. And Narada Muni chastised Vyasa, and he said, people have this tendency to want to enjoy, and then you've encouraged that by all this and flowery words. And that's what's warned by Krishna, to look out for the Pushpa Vachana, the flowery words of the Vedas, which are telling us, how to enjoy, how you can do this yajna, you can do this charity, you can do this fasting, and then you can go to heaven. And you can have a beautiful car. and beautiful body and beautiful clothes and decorations and be surrounded by beautiful people singing your glories for 100 million years even, depending on how much yajna you can do or how much fasting you can do. Only rich men can really do those big yajnas, but a poor man can even do some kind of austere fasting, and they can achieve these elevations in the material world. Just like, for the most part, in the material world, if you just work hard, you get your education, then you can get higher paying job, and you can get a bigger house, and you can get a nice car, right? And the advertising will tell you you can be the controller. I saw the BMW billboard once on the San Diego freeway. It said, "Own the highway if you have that car." It's like everything will move out of your way, you know. You won't be in the traffic jam. You won't have to worry about, you know, that. But it doesn't work that way. We cannot be the controllers. Only Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arsa Bricha, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that there's only one controller, and that's Krishna. And everyone else is Krishna's servant. So the real purpose of human life is to be the servant of Krishna. So we know the history of Jada Bharat. He was Maharaj Bharat, and very, very advanced, and he left everything. He left his kingdom. He's a young man, beautiful family, kingdom, very popular, unlimited, you know, wealth and power. He wasn't interested, and he was in the forest. And somehow or other, he became attached to taking care of one fawn, one young deer that was orphaned. And he started to neglect his sadhana, and he died thinking of that animal. And he even knew, it's explained, he knew that, you know, he was neglecting, but he thought, no, it's okay. And he didn't take shelter properly. That's the nature of fall down. It's not so noticeable. Like when we fly, when the airplane takes off, you know it's taking off. It starts moving and shaking, and then when you're going up, you feel it. But then they tell you, well, you know, we're starting our descent, but mostly you don't feel anything until maybe it hits the ground, right? Unless it's really bad weather or something. You know, yesterday I was thinking, well, it's not descending, you know. Said it's descending, but it's not. But then all of a sudden, so if we're falling down from devotional service, then we might not notice it. And sometimes we don't notice if we're advancing either. In the beginning, we notice it because we just got out of Maya and we can really perceive the progress. But after a while, we level off and sometimes can become like this happened even to Maharaj Bharat, who was on the bhava stage, very high stage of service. And then he had to take birth in a body of a deer. But he had a special deer body. He was living in the ashram of rishis. And he had full consciousness. Not deer consciousness, but human consciousness. So he was hearing all the time the Vedic hymns. So in the next life, he got a birth in a Brahmin family, but Jada means like dull stone. He internally he was completely absorbed in Krishna, it says, but outwardly he acted completely stupid. He didn't want to be distracted. So nobody expected very much of him. They didn't even treat him nicely. Even his brothers, gave him the worst jobs, and they gave him the rice that was burnt on the bottom of the pot, and, you know, they just treated him very bad. But he didn't care what people thought of him. Internally, he was completely absorbed. But the father, you know, tried to teach him. This reminds me of Prabhupada with me, or with most of us. He just kept trying. He's still trying to teach us, although we're not, you know, so brahminical and perfect and. But he's very tolerant, doing his duty, and we need to be like that in our preaching also, with or with our children or whoever we're dealing with, because nobody's perfect. Even if they don't follow, just keep trying. Keep looking for new people, more people to give Krishna consciousness to. People want Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's movement is giving this to everyone. Advaita Acharya made that one request to Lord Chaitanya, give the holy name to the lowest, most fallen, you know, people. Give it to everyone. And Lord Chaitanya did that, and his empowered representatives do that. Prabhupada especially did that. He left, you know, Vrindavan at a very old age and went to America, you know, more or less unknown place, like amongst the Brahmanas, amongst Indians. At that time, little was known about America. It wasn't like now where everybody wants to go there. And there's all kinds of movies and stuff showing how nice it is. They more or less, and especially for preaching, everyone thought, if they did know about America, like Prabhupada wrote on his arrival prayer, I don't know why you brought me to such a terrible place, you know, where everybody's in passion and ignorance. And Prabhupada was thinking that, you know, when he gave the regulated principles, meaning the four regulated principles, not Karmakanda, that they just say, get out of here, go back to India, you know, we don't need you. And of course, many say like that, but he had faith that Krishna can change people, that only Krishna. He said, I can't do it, but the words of Srimad Bhagavatam can do it, and if I can present the Srimad Bhagavatam nicely, then that will change the heart. And it did that. Prabhupada just behaved perfectly. He presented whenever anybody would listen, Srimad Bhagavatam. And now we see the result is that millions of people all over the world are taking to Krishna consciousness, taking to the spiritual life, giving up the sinful life, and sometimes giving up the karmakanda even. Not that we don't have to work in the material, but we not to work just for material advancement, just for sense gratification. Prabhupada did say once that my trouble with my disciples is they want to go to heaven. And we want to enjoy, thinking that, you know, I can get a nice situation in the material world. But even if we can get the nice situation, it's temporary. It's not going to last. Even in the heavenly planets, so that sometimes they can see the lower planets, then they get in anxiety. You know, maybe I have to go there. They have to go back. They can't stay in the heavenly planet. Only maybe there's some chance somebody can do some service there and worship, they do that, but mostly they're busy enjoying it. It's too nice. So a devotee's not, he doesn't want that even. And he said the heavenly planets are like hell. In one sense, we want to be like Jed Bharat, that we're not, you know. But his inside was that he didn't care. He didn't want to get something like, well, kind of a gross example. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was a top student, but he quit the education. He said, I don't want to have any material qualification that people will be asking me to do something. You know, they'll be asking me to take some work or do something. So he didn't get a degree. He didn't take it. He just dedicated everything to serving Krishna. Of course, he was not seen as a dull and stupid. But he was thinking like that. At least he didn't have a degree, and then people are expecting him to work. He took his degree in chanting the holy name and studying the scriptures very, very thoroughly. The six Goswamis had all kinds of qualifications, but they didn't take their work in the material world. They gave it up for serving Lord Chaitanya's mission. One can work, but not that that's the all in all. Not that we just follow all the Karmakanda rules and regulations and all the fasts and all the yajnas and all the details of everything and not developing love for Krishna, not working for the Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement is called the Mahayagya, the topmost yajna, the chanting of the holy name. So when we're doing that, that's the most pleasing. Yajna means to give to Krishna, give to Vishnu, purify things, offer everything to Vishnu. So that is the most purifying. Our tapasya, Prabhupada said, is not very difficult. Chanting the holy name, following the four regular principles, you know, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. But he said even we have trouble with that. So Prabhupada had many, many disciples, you know, come and go. And he noted that it's not very easy in the material world. And even they're getting trained. But if we depend on Krishna and we develop a taste, an attachment for the holy name, and we're always, ultimately has to be prayer to Krishna, you know, help us, because I'm weak, I'm fallen. And then Krishna always helps. Krishna is loving, not punishing. He's loving, but he gives us what we want. So if we develop that, we have so many desires. Everyone has desires. That is the nature of the soul. We want something. You know, everybody wants so many things. I want it. When we were children in America, they tell us to, you know, make a list of all the things we want for Santa Claus. You know. And then they continue that in the churches even. Many churches, religions, they promise material prosperity. Just pray here, give your money here, and you know, you'll get blessed. You'll get everything. I saw a poster in Africa, and that's where the most of this goes on, anywhere I've ever seen. It said, anything is possible with God. So that sounds nice. But then the picture had a Ferrari car and a big mansion house and a beautiful wedding, you know, and, you know, I guess many other things that didn't, you know, in the background. And you see many big signboards for the pastor so-and-so or apostle so-and-so. Prosperity, you know, and they have people testifying how I was really poor, but I went to this church and now I'm rich. Like it used to be, I was crippled and I was lame, but now I'm walking. I joined the Olympic basketball team or something. So that's not what, you know, we're promising people. So sometimes we don't get the huge numbers. We're telling people, you know, Krishna, he can give or he can take away. Some people come to devotional service and their business gets better and they get a good job. And some people come and everything falls apart, you know. But Krishna is giving everybody what's best. It's very personal. The devotees just want to surrender. Krishna, just use me in your devotional service. And of course, you know, we Krishna wants us to, you know, really make advancement. I was just reading in Harisari Prabhu's diary, and one day he went in for Prabhupada's massage or something, and he said, Prabhupada, surprise me. And for 1 hour he talked how I want all my disciples to, you know, become gurus and initiate many, many people like I did. Prabhupada was stressing that. He didn't want us just to, you know, maintain. He wanted everybody to preach. And anybody who makes an effort, something will happen. If we, whatever we know, whoever we meet, you know, Lord Chaitanya said, wherever you go and whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. Yadi deke tadi deke Krishna upadesh. Tell them about Krishna, whatever you know. Give them a book or, you know, chant the holy name so people can hear you. People, the more they see us, the more they like us, the more they get purified. I was just in New York, and I went for a Sankh book distribution. And one girl, I saw her, she was looking at the book. And then she took the Bhagavad Gita, but she said, I have this book, and I read it all the time, and I got it all underlined, and I read it every day, and I love it. It's a great book. So I got a little enlivened that this is going on. And if we calculate, like if one person is like that, there's so many all over the world, probably especially in America, where, you know, so many books have been, more books have been distributed than any other country. So many people are all over the place that, you know, that read Bhagavad Gita or read some book that they got that really like it. And they're just waiting to meet devotees and get some more guidance to devotees are meant to be going out, going everywhere, making arrangements to give prasadam, give books, give the holy name. This is our preaching outreach, however we do it, but those are the things we want to give people. We can find any different ways to attract people, bona fide ways, you know, so that we're, but the goal is giving them Krishna, giving them the holy name, giving them, it's like Prabhupada made that for India, the Life Member Program. Nobody really wanted to buy books. Nowadays in India, people like to buy our books, but in those days, everyone just said, I have it, we have it, we have it, you know. And so he made the Life Member, and they would give 1,000 rupees at that time, and he gave them a bunch of books. So they were getting more money for the books. But they became a Life Member. He was saying, you can stay in our temple, you can get this, you can get this facility. But the idea was they stay in the temple, they associate with devotees, they get prasadam, they have the books, and then they get purified. And that's worked in many, many places. So Prabhupada was always thinking how to get people to associate with devotees, how to give them a book one way or another. We want to give them, you know, widely to everybody, all classes of people, so that they can get elevated. And we want to keep preaching to everybody, keep teaching, and ourselves also, keep trying to come to a higher standard. When Judd Bharat finally got to, you know, everyone thought he was dull and stupid, then when he was carrying that palanquin, you know, he was stopping to avoid walking on ants, and, you know, the palanquin was bumping, and, you know, the king got very angry and got out and chastised him like anything. And then all of a sudden he preached very brilliantly, you know, and told the king, who do you think you are? You know, now you're the king and I'm the servant, but in next life I might be the king and you might be the servant. And he just, by saying a few things, the king understood that, and he asked him, you know, he surrendered, and then he preached, you know, such an amazing part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, three or four chapters where Judd Bharat is instructing King Rahugana about the mind and the body and the soul and, you know, so many things. And the king was saying, first, it's too much, you know, make it more simple. Twice he said that, simplify it. I can't understand what you're saying. So then he gave all those examples of how it's like just getting lost in the forest or something, being in the material body and being in the material world. But the spiritual master comes by Krishna's grace. Guru Krishna Prasade Boy Bhakti Latabiji comes and takes us out. When Krishna sees there's some desire, and he sends a guru, and there's many gurus. We should be able to learn from any devotee, but so that we can make advancement to become absorbed fully in how to spread the holy name, control the mind, how to give Krishna to someone. That is the way to control the mind. That is a science. It's not some artificial technique, but just by using the mind to think about how to spread the holy name, how to give the books to more and more people. And then how to cultivate the people that have the books, how to find them, and, you know, is unlimited. How many books of us have been distributed in America? Can you still keep track? You know, America is a few, 300 or 400 million. It was 200 million like a long time ago. Yeah. So anyway, a lot of books are out there. A lot of people have them and haven't read them. One girl in London, she's all fired up and she's distributing books and she's really enlivened. And she told me her grandfather got a Bhagavad Gita sometime in the 70s. And then the rest of the family didn't know about it. But when he died, she found that book and started reading it a few years ago. And then for 3 years she read the book, but thought, well, maybe I'll go to the temple sometime, I don't know, you know. But that she really kept reading the book, and now she's at the temple every day and sometimes staying there and distributing books. And so, you know, these things are going on. We have many stories like that. And there's many people we haven't found, or they haven't found the book yet. But that's, if we're just looking for them, if we're always thinking, you know, like now we have internet, so more people are finding. People in London watch the Bhagavatam class in L.A. because they don't have time in the morning for theirs, you know, when they go to work. They get home, they can watch the L.A. class or something. You know, all over the world, things like that are going on. So the more devotees just use whatever we have, then, you know, we're giving them chance for more and more people to contact and associate with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Siddhi Hoy, Lava Shava Shastra Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. It's the perfection of all perfections. Just even one moment of association with a devotee, because it does something, turns a switch so that they begin to think about Krishna. And many people are looking for devotees. And many people that see us, they say, well, where have you been? You know, I haven't seen you for a long time. So they're looking. And the world needs it. Nothing else is going to help. All these things that are going on, all the propaganda against milk, for instance, we heard yesterday morning, very strong probably, that we should be promoting, you know. But then we have to be protecting cows and utilizing the bulls in work, not just eating ice cream, you know, but you know, using it properly and understanding, you know, what is going on. They're just destroying, you know, they can't destroy the earth, but they're certainly in polluting everything, and the things that are going on are just mind-boggling. These big industries and the way they farm. I was looking at one book at a devotee's house, a children's book about farms, and when I saw the pictures of the machines, you know, I couldn't believe it. They were bigger than bulldozers, you know, these machines they use on the farm. So one man just does everything, and sometimes it's just with the computer. You're not even in the machine. The machine is just, or they put, to harvest these soybeans, they have five machines, like one next to the other, just going around and around, and they've cut down like forest. We were driving in Indonesia for 2 or 3 hours, and I saw nothing but these oil palm trees. And that, a few years ago, was all rainforest. And the oil palm, nothing lives in those oil palm forests. It's just hellish. There's no, except rats. No birds, no animals. You know, before it was full of all kinds of different things and herbs. But, you know, they get a little oil so people can cook, or they make that biofuel or something. Somebody's making a lot of money. And that's just one little part of the world, you know. So, and nothing is going to help except that people, you know, we're trying to get people out from this and rescue them from this by giving the holy name and changing the consciousness. And we're doing the most highest service in the topmost welfare work. Tavakatamrita taptajivanam shimadatatam shavanamangalam shimadatatam. It's the most auspicious thing that distribute this Krishna katha. Bhuvi gunantaye burira janaha. That means that those who distribute this katha, Krishna katha, that's the most magnanimous, the most munificent, the most merciful, the highest welfare work. Prabhupada translated that. This is the highest welfare work. The Harinam, the Sankirtan, the Rathyatra. You know, it's the best thing for everybody, giving prasadam. That actually purifies people and elevates them. So we're doing it, and we just need to keep doing it and do it more and more and be like Judd Barrett's father with all the people we're dealing with. Keep trying and have, you know, gratitude for Krishna for rescuing us, Prabhupada for, you know, tolerating so much. And when we read the Prabhupada's, you know, biographies and what he put up with and what he tolerated, you know, to build this movement, you know, with all the crazy devotees and people coming and going and people not believe, you know, not caring for what he said, arguing with him, you know, and he just kept going, and he had faith, even when he was in India, or when the first year in America, when nothing apparently was happening. He knew that he's doing the work of his guru. He knew that and he was happy, and he wasn't attached. Sometimes he'd look a little sad, they said, when he came home, and nobody today was interested. He said, tomorrow will be better. And he would just carry on, because he knew this is the order of the guru, and he's just doing it, whether big results are coming, what we can measure and get, you know, popular, or we're just carrying on. As long as we're taking up the order of the guru and carrying on, then everything is auspicious, as long as we're hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. For myself, once I went to an astrologer, I thought he might help me with my health, and he looked at my chart. This guy had many devotees had gone, and he'd tell them so many details about their life, and you know. And he looked at my chart, looked bored, and he said, "You're a sannyasi. You should study Srimad Bhagavatam." So I said, "All right." Then I said, "Well, anything else?" He said. He thought for a while. He said, "You should teach Srimad Bhagavatam." And I said, "Well, you tell all these other devotees." So he said, "Yeah, the householders, they like to hear all that stuff, you know. They like to hear about their past life and how they met their wife and how many children they're going to have and all that." But anyway, that's for all of us. Whatever ashram we're in, Prabhupada gave us Srimad Bhagavatam. He wanted everybody to hear the class. I mean, one time he was leaving here and it was Karunder, I think he came in. And Prabhupada liked to be very early to the airport, but he said, "I have to go for class." And they were saying, "Prabhupada, it's, you know." He came down, but very quickly just said, "I'm leaving now, and I just want to tell everyone to come to Srimad Bhagavatam class every day." And then he left. He didn't really give much of a class, very long one, but that was very strong. He said another time, he said, "It's Sunday, and there are not so many devotees here." But he said, "You're coming every day. That means you have love for Krishna." He said, "The class, I'm giving the same class every day. I'm just saying surrender to Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, follow the principles. Nothing new ever. But you're coming," he said, "that means you have love for Krishna." So he wanted that, and he established it. It's an amazing thing. He took that Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya verse very seriously and established in every temple Srimad Bhagavatam class, and it's still going on. Some temples we have huge, you know, attendance. Sometimes it depends on who's speaking. But we don't know now how many people are, you know, attending, right? Over the internet, over the radio, and over all the different facilities, especially here, Vrindavan, same thing, Mayapur. And how many people want to come, but because of, you know, their material circumstances, they can't come. How many people are reading Srimad Bhagavatam? Are listening to, you know, classes on the various. We have so many facilities now to hear all our technology. So if we utilize that, then, you know, it's very auspicious, and it's purifying all the people who manufacture all those things. You know, all the iPods and all the various, you know, cameras and all the things that are being utilized to spread Krishna consciousness. It's affecting so many people much more than we can imagine. A long way to go, because the world population is just increasing, and so many people have never heard of Krishna. So we look for those people also. But all over the world, we're finding there's more and more devotees everywhere we go. It's very hard to keep up now. There's devotees everywhere, and you know, crying for visitors and senior devotees to come. So we're hoping all devotees, anybody senior who wants to preach, but just preach. Take it up. Krishna takes care. So, we'll stop. Any questions or comments? Yes, sir. Is what? Yeah. Krishna.com has everything. Other people also, but it's definitely available if people want to read it online or buy it online or hear it online, right? Yeah. Dravida's probably there. if you want to hear Dravida reciting the Bhagavad Gita, or other people also. Yeah, it's available. More and more books are being available. The BBT now is in the process of making audio books, right? I don't know when they're coming, but because nowadays people aren't reading books as much. You know, they're electronic books and so many different ways of reading, but it's available, and we just have to let people know and make people interested to read it. That's our business. You know, they want to know, what is this all about? As soon as somebody hears or meets devotees, they want to know, where do you get all this from? You know, where is it coming from? Right? All right, thank you. Any other? Yes.
Subjected to going up and down and not knowing anything, or are there indications or things that we can also be aware of or careful to, or to help us go up more?
Yeah, I mean, it's good sometimes that only, you know, we don't want to remember our previous life too much, but just to remember how much different, and, you know, we can check, you know, how, if we're, one thing, if we're just attached to carrying on, then that's a sign that we're making advancement, that we're getting mercy. But you know, we have to watch out, you know, how we're doing and check. Actually, like the 26 qualities of a devotee, Prabhupada said we should be checking ourselves regularly, like, how am I doing? You know, things like that. And that's why now we're getting more and more, like, you know, and we should be thinking, you know, just checking, how are we doing, so we know, you know, what's going on, what is our progress. And be careful if we, like Judd Bharat, he recognized that he was neglecting his spiritual side to take care of this animal, but then he thought, oh, well, I have to take care of my, you know, I have to do it. And we have to watch out for those kind of things. You know, because just maintaining in the mature world is such an endeavor, you know, just to keep these stupid bodies going. And, right? It's just so much work. Even for a healthy body, it's just so much, if you think about how much energy is required. But we have to make sure we're putting, you know, the main energy and our priorities into our spiritual life and chanting the holy name and hearing, you know, hearing the Bhagavatam. For the sake of hearing it, for the sake of associating with Krishna. You know, what is our motive? What are our desires? And we can check and associate with devotees. And is that all right? So just watch out. You know, if you hear that voice saying you're slipping, you know, don't think, well, it's okay. I don't have to fasten my seatbelt. You know, it's all right. Then they come around and say, fasten the seatbelt, right? So, you know, I went in Harinam for a long time, so I didn't do any rounds today or something. You know, the mind will do so many things, but try to just be always trying to do more for Krishna. Always developing that. Trinadapi, Sunichena, Tororapi, Sishna, Manina, Manadena. That's the hard part, you know, offering all respect to everyone and not expecting anything in return. Mostly we want to get some. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't recognize devotees and tell them that they're doing, we should do that. But if that's all we want, if that's our motive, then we won't, you know, never be satisfied. If we just want to please Krishna, we'll be happy with any effort we make. All right? So it's always nice to be back in New Dwarka with all the beauty and opulence and devotees, festivals. We had a nice Rath Yatra in Tijuana yesterday. Turned out many, many people you know, the parade was not so many people, but they have a new temple, a new center, and they put the festival like just around the corner, just on the street. So many people came and took prasadam and, you know, chanted the holy name. Just kept coming all day long, you know. So many people mobbed in to watch some of the, you know, Dravida did so nicely, chanting and poetry and the Bharatanatyam dance that the girl explained all the moves and they translated everything and they had a huge crowd there. So it's an auspicious location they got, obviously, because so many people just coming by all the time. Everywhere we can find like that. The new temples. We just got a new temple in Lagos, Nigeria, and lots of young boys all of a sudden moved in and we have a good place. And last summer they opened a new temple in Bali, another one, really big one. That's the big ones. There's so many small ones, I don't know how many home temples. Devotees there, they just make a temple in their home and they keep a few brahmacharis in their house or something to take care of the deities. There's temples everywhere. And other places even more so. But. And in America, just in New York, and you know, there's that temple there with so many brahmacharis and, you know, really good mood going on Harinam every day, book distribution every day, food for life all the time, building a restaurant. And all over the place, something's happening, you know. And we just work for the pleasure of Prabhupada and we'll be happy. If we try to work for our own pleasure, then it doesn't work, you know. Just get frustrated, just always want more. If we want more and more to try to please Krishna, then when Krishna is pleased, everyone is pleased. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish ki jai. Jagannath Subhadra Baladeva ki jai. Shishi Gornitai ki jai. ISKCON founder Charja Srila Prabhupada ki jai. New Dwarka Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hari Hari Bol.